I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of this morning's psalm is one we are all familiar with, powerful, compassionate, merciful, a God who reaches out to us in our distress and guides us to safety, who rewards our faith and our thankfulness with his mercy and the wonders of creation. This is the God who created all things, who brought light and darkness, water and land, and who created us in God's own image to care for and have dominion over the whole earth. This is the God who calms the choppy waters in the lesson from Mark. Jesus, in this story, is fully human, asleep like a little child in the bow of the boat, and fully divine, commanding the wind and rain to calm. This God of creation is totally in control. And in theory, that should allow us all to relax a little. But people are people. I like control. I like knowing what's ahead and even having some hand in preparing for it. Sure, I'm up for a last-minute dinner with friends, maybe even a spontaneous weekend trip. But in general, I do better when I can see the path forward and anticipate it. Control is comforting. The God we often encounter in Scripture is powerfully good, offering blessings upon us and fulfilling the promise of keeping us as his children forever. And sometimes we encounter someone else, a God who doesn't quite fit the image that we teach our children or that we want to believe ourselves. Enter the book of Job. Job is a richly blessed man, wealthy and with a large family. He's faithful and God-fearing. Early in the book of Job, God has a conversation with Satan, with the adversary, who claims that Job is only righteous because he has a prosperous life. The adversary suggests that if God allows him to inflict suffering on Job, they will see that Job really isn't that righteous at all. God agrees to this plan and kills Job's children and servants and takes away his wealth. And Job, shockingly, doesn't get angry with God, but instead longs for his own death, for an end to this suffering. Through a series of conversations with friends, Job accuses God of unjust treatment, of allowing the wicked to take advantage of the needy and weak, of being hostile, and of punishing unfairly. Job sees the world the way we often see it, according to a scoreboard. We calculate behavior and expected outcomes. We assume that good behavior will be met with reward and that bad behavior will be punished. Job's life seems to follow this pattern for a while, and then seemingly out of nowhere, God takes away all the rewards and subjects him to miserable punishment. But isn't God's job in the world to legislate justice, to lift up the good and cast down the bad? God's behavior towards Job doesn't fit into his or our understanding of right and wrong, or within our system of control. While Job and his friends argue explicitly about justice, I think their frustration comes in part from a lack of control. Job has meticulously plotted out his life. He has kept track of his family's behavior to be sure and balance out the bad with good. He should be able to predict outcomes. And yet God's behavior doesn't fit into that system. God is in control, not Job. I imagine every one of us has had these moments of recognizing how little control we have and how much God has. We recognize it when we're stuck in traffic, or when it rains on the day we've planned to grill and chill, or more seriously, when someone we love is diagnosed with an illness, or a hurricane claims dozens of lives. Ultimately, we have control over just a little of what happens to us and to our world. The rest is up to God. And the age-old question of why we suffer has long been debated by Christians, atheists, and everyone in between. Job speaks directly to this question of suffering, and I think to the role that control, or a lack of control, plays in suffering. And in the end, God doesn't offer a wholly satisfying answer. The portion of the book that we heard this morning is the first time God speaks to Job. He asks a series of rhetorical questions about the beginning of creation and God's role in it. And there's a clear implication. God is the creator, and Job is just a puny little piece of that creation. And further, the creator of all is under no obligation to explain how or why things end up the way they do. That's the creator's prerogative. Kind of a frustrating non-answer, but I think also a good reminder of our smallness and our lack of control over so much. And again, remarkably, in the end, Job never curses God. He never even really lashes out or gets angry at God. Instead, he acknowledges how little of the world he understands and how everything has been created and carried out and sustained by God. Job is finally able to let go of his desire and his need to control and to understand everything because he's recognized how ultimately powerless he is. Job acknowledges to God that now that he recognizes that total authority, he's satisfied. He's no longer angry about his concept of justice. God doesn't abide by those parameters because he is bigger and more complex than any system we can set up. In the end, Job's faith in a powerful and compassionate and mysterious God is restored. And God, in turn, restores Job's wealth and his family. It's a happy little ending. And it's a helpful reminder to us all that we're not really in the driver's seat of our own lives. Now, what does it mean for us to give up control? To let go and let God? I'm not really sure. And I think it can look different for every person, and that it's on us in our own lives to figure out where our control ends and God's begins. I am quickly becoming familiar with that murky space as my husband Patty and I prepare to welcome our first child in November. Over the last few months, this news has already shown me that ultimately I can't control all that much, namely, at the moment, my appetite. So while I gear up for more unknowns, more feelings or pains that I can't resolve, and for years of my life to be dictated by a very small creature, I'm trying to let go of my sense of control. I'm trying to remember that I don't necessarily give anything up by acknowledging that I can't determine everything in my life. But instead, I gain a sense of comfort knowing that God has that power. And the good news is that God leads with compassion, even when we can't see it. Where our control ends, God's goodness and love step in. And like Job, we will be carried through whatever twists and turns and disappointments life may bring. And that is very good news.